As we come to the end of an unprecedented week in the U.S., churches everywhere are scrambling to figure out how to respond and what to do about the growing concern for the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic hitting our country. In today's episode of the Sunday to Sunday podcast, I've got some advice for you, as well as some helpful resources to share as we navigate this time together. Local governments in multiple states are banning large gatherings, forcing churches to close their doors on Sunday and cancel events, leaving many to quickly figure out how best to live stream, some for the first time, and how to effectively communicate about the changes. Additionally, aside from figuring out preaching and worship logistics, churches are still burdened with continuing to meet the needs of our communities, who are full of panicked and scared people. While there's so much I could say about being prepared, that's not going to be helpful now. My hope, though, is that churches will learn from this experience and that we'll come out of this with better policies and procedures in place so that we are all in a better position to continue the mission more effectively. However, in the meantime, there are a few things I'm seeing from churches that can still be course corrected. It's important during this time that we continue to be the church and meet people's needs. You may be forced to cancel Sunday services and events. You may be closing them just out of an abundance of caution. You may be even quarantined and limited in other ways. But we are still the church. The mission is the same, even though the circumstances have changed. Just because your church is closed doesn't mean that we should stop hearing from you. My feeds are full of panicked people and political pundits, but where are the pastors and churches? As your church is closed and you're focused solely on your online options for probably the first time ever, think through how your church can still be the church. If your building was no longer an option, how would you still serve? I think of Crosspoint TV in Nashville. They recently had their main campus destroyed by a tornado. A church of over 4,000 to 5,000 people meets in that building. And they're out in the city, meeting the needs, helping people restore their homes and their businesses from the tornado, and meeting in remote locations for their church, but they're still serving the city. They're still being the church. This really is no different. Think through, how would you care for people and meet their needs if your building was gone? How will you continue to preach? How will you continue to create disciples? Let's learn through this period. Let this be a trial run, not only so you are better prepared for next time, but so you can apply what you learn throughout this period and apply it throughout the year. My hope is that this will awaken a lot of churches to not always be so dependent on your building and large gatherings. That's a way to reach people. It's not the way. People are online right now more than ever. They're scared. They've got real needs. So let's step up. There's some easy, low-hanging needs that I'm seeing that churches can help with right now. One of them is toilet paper. You can't find any. Everyone's sold out. When they restock, it's gone in minutes. Can't even buy it online right now. This will likely level out over the next few days as supply meets demand and the panic kind of subdues. But in the meantime, this is a real problem for some people. Your church can be the connection between people who have toilet paper and the people who need toilet paper. Medical supplies is another thing. Think about the diabetics in your church and community, as well as others who depend on life-giving medicine. Find ways to connect people who can help each other replenish those supplies. Help people financially who need it, particularly those who cannot work right now because their business is closed, their shifts are canceled, or sales have slowed down. And that brings me to money. I know churches are worried about a dip in giving, and that's likely going to come, but if you're able to help people financially or just connect people who have money with people who need money, then don't be afraid to do just that. Some people are going to be in serious need of financial help over the next few weeks. And lastly, but probably most importantly, is prayer. People are scared right now. They're reading stories of people in Italy who are not allowed to leave their homes. And they're wondering, will that happen here? They're worried about losing their jobs, their income. Every industry is going to be affected by this. People need hope. They need the gospel. They need people to be listening to them and praying with them. Listen to what people are saying. They're usually telling you how to minister to them. Look for those needs. Look for ways that you can help. Now, additionally, I know a lot of you are scrambling to figure out practical ways to do church differently all of a sudden. If a church is canceling weekend services and you don't have live streaming in place already, don't fret. Live streaming for the first time can be free and easy. It's okay to not have a professional setup. Treat this as a temporary solution, and if you decide to start streaming regularly, then you can improve upon that experience as you go. But right now, your goal is just to maintain a connection with your audience and continue to be able to preach the word during a trying time. The church I attend in Georgia is a small 250-person church that currently does not live stream every week. Last year, we were hit with a freak snowstorm that caused us to cancel all services last minute. So our lead pastor, he decided to go live on Facebook from his home. He set up his iPhone, sat at his desk, and he preached a sermon live on the church Facebook page. An email went out as well as social media posts promoting it. And it was intimate, it was fun, and it did the trick. Our worship pastor even went live on Facebook from his home. He set up an iPhone, grabbed his guitar, and performed a few songs. The whole thing cost nothing. It used the equipment that they had in their pockets, and it kept our church connected. You can stream to Facebook, YouTube, even Twitter pretty easily with just your phone. You don't need to make it fancy or complicated. Communicate it well on all of your channels and just make it fun. Don't worry about how many people watch it live either. Keep the recording up on your Facebook page and people can watch it when they are able to. You can even download it and embed it to YouTube or your website or any of your other channels. Now, online giving is another issue I'm seeing that churches are scrambling to figure out last minute. With services being canceled and people scared about the future, churches are surely going to see a dip in giving. It's in everyone's best interest to give them options, make it as easy as possible to continue to give, should they have the means. If you don't already have digital or online giving in place, it's super easy to set up, even if it's just temporary to get you through the next few weeks. It's important to communicate about your church's needs and what is needed to serve the community. You need to over-communicate why and how your people can give during this time. Otherwise, it's going to be the last thing that they are thinking about right now. Setting up a service like Tithely is free, and it really does just take a few minutes. You hook it up to your church bank account. You'll immediately get a link that you can distribute on your website, through email, through social media, wherever you can. Then people can click and easily give online securely. Literally within 5 minutes, you'll be up and running with a legit way to receive funds online. People can pay with credit, debit, check, ACH. You can even enable it so that they cover the small transaction fee if you want to. There's no other monthly or setup costs. I don't know of any other online giving service that you can set up that quickly. Whether you use Tithely or someone else, there's really no reason why your church has to suffer a dip in donations during this time, just because you didn't have online giving in place already. Lastly, I see a lot of you panicking already about Easter services, and I get it. It might be a little stressful to think about that now, but Easter, it is still right around the corner, and it's still the biggest and best opportunity for your church to share the gospel with as many people as possible. I'm already seeing people discussing online-only options for Easter services, and here's my advice. Please don't make any haste decisions about Easter just yet. We still have time. A lot can and will change between now and Easter. There will be plenty of time to communicate a change if needed. For now, I would continue with your Easter plans for in-person gatherings. Discuss and plan a contingency, yes, but I encourage you to let this thing go through a couple news cycles before communicating anything publicly. Then if it's the week before Easter and things are looking like you won't be able to hold services, then you can put up an online-only option and communicate it well on all your channels. Doing so now would add to the panic and the worry, and it puts you in a position where you might have to reverse your decision and communicate about it twice, losing that valuable attention. Now, one thing I am seeing is churches that meet in schools. A lot of schools are closed right now. Who knows if they'll be open 3 or 4 weeks from now, and you've kind of in panic mode wondering if you've got a place, not only for church, but for Easter. So work with those schools. My thought is they'll probably be open by Easter, and you'll be fine. But there are other options you can look at too. There's local community theaters that might rent their space to you. Public parks might be a good option. But work with the government authorities on what you're allowed to do, what your church can afford. And if last minute things just aren't looking good, you can still put together that online only option. And with that too, I would encourage still to communicate about meeting in small groups in people's homes. You want to provide an opportunity where people can still invite people over to talk about Jesus, learn about the church, watch a sermon online together. And that's what Easter's all about, bringing people together that might hear about Jesus for the first time. So try to make that available within the means and the rules and the boundaries that you need to work within during this time. Now, there are a lot of resources out there to help you. You aren't alone. Go to sundaymag.tv, where we've gathered a collection of practical resources for you. Downloadable social media images that you can share. Links to Facebook resources to help you with live streaming and creating and managing Facebook groups. Facebook groups are a great opportunity right now to build relationships and connect with people a lot easier than you can with like your Facebook page. We'll continue to add resources as we develop them and as we find them. So keep checking back on sundaymag.tv. And hang in there, church. We'll get through this together, but let's stay focused on the mission. Remember, the mission hasn't changed, only the circumstances.